Hi, it's the Grease Man back for a little last-minute fun at WYSP before we make our transition. They asked me to share some memories, my time on the air in Philadelphia. Well, one of the wackier memories is, to be on the air in Philadelphia. It was the biggest city I'd ever been in up till that time. And when I came in to record some IDs, I couldn't stop. It was just so much fun to say, WYSP, Philadelphia. Or maybe it'd be better if I said, WYSP, Philadelphia. Or maybe make Philadelphia a bicentennial city. WYSP. We had all these things we did years ago here at WYSP. But what are the other things besides the fun of saying the ID, cupping one ear? WYSP, Philadelphia. up until that time, it was like WQBZ, Oshkosh. Rat's Ass, Idaho. WYSP, Philadelphia, to be able to say a thing like that, man. And yet, one of the memories that stand out in my mind is that lunatics would call me. You'll recall I was on at 6 to 10 at night. And at the time, I don't know if it's still true now, but they had payphones and all the, whatever you call it, I don't want to say the wrong politically incorrect thing, the homes where people are incarcerated because they're nuts, 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 the guy's nuts, grab him. And they'd get on these payphones when I was on the air at night and call me, and I just happened to find this one call that came in when I was sitting here at YSP. Listen to this guy. Listen to this guy.
How you doing, buddy?
Everybody down here on the West Wing loves your show.
That's right, on the West Wing?
I'm in Psych Center.
Are you really?
I wonder.
What are you going to be sentenced for?
I popped my old lady in the mouth. She gave me a hard time. I sent her out to get beer. Listen to this. I don't have a windshield in the car, so I told her, put the goggles on and go to the 7-Eleven. She doesn't put the goggles on. She gets a ticket. She comes back, gives me the ticket, like I'm driving a car. What, is she crazy?
Wait a minute. You don't have a windshield. You send your wife out for beer. She got to wear goggles. Well, you have to have a windshield.
I got the goggles. It's legal. I looked it up.
Hey, it's legal if you...
Well, you put the goggles on, it's legal.
Is that...
And just so she didn't put the goggles on.
So she didn't put the goggles on? What? So she comes up, you tell her, you didn't put the goggles on.
Well, that's what I said to her. So anyway, to make a long story short, I popped her in the mouth. I try to be kind and stuff. So anyway, she goes to the dentist. She starts running around with the dentist.
Yeah, but sir...
Cocaine ain't the only thing in her mouth.
Can you imagine a woman... Can you imagine a woman's lot in life? She marries a guy. She's expected a big, bright future. Everywhere she goes, she's got to sit there with goggles on. And then one day she forgets the goggles. She comes home and you're like, hey, what happened? You got a ticket? Where would it... Don't you ever do that.
I'm insensitive. And when I get out of here, I'll show how insensitive I am.
Now, wait a minute now. You're not going to renew the argument with your wife, are you?
Yeah.
Well, no, I think they got you locked up in the yard.
Hey, I got these people in here that are really crazy.
I can imagine.
There's a guy up here, he ate his wife. Soylent Green type, you know?
I know, but I imagine, sir, frankly, when you go pulling up with your goggles on, I... Hey, you look like... You don't look too out of place in there. You know, I'd say, first thing, get a windshield. How much could that be?
Well, that's besides the point. I guess it's $250 now.
$250 for a windshield. Cheaper to wear the goggles.
It would have been cheaper to get the windshield than to get sent here, though, I'll tell you. Your show, everybody here loves your show.
That's great. Well, tell everybody up there on the West Wing that I send my best.
Yeah, my friend Dennis, he's going to call you soon.
All right, that's great.
Well, they got him in like a jacket.
They got him in a... Can't you peck out the numbers for him and... Hold the phone to his ear?
Numbers for him. We'll wait until he's out of it.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
He knew it.
Okay, well, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you, and we really like your show, man.
Thank you very much, sir. Imagine that. Now, you see, you learn something. I didn't know it was legal to drive a car without a windshield if you're wearing goggles. So you know how sometimes, like, a pebble will come up and bust your windshield, and you just have a little hairline crack, and that'll make it fail inspection? Well, if that ever happens to me again, I'm just going to bust it out completely with a hammer, put my goggles on, I'm good to go. Save $250 and be kind of a novel kind of guy. Imagine driving along, my hair whipping behind me, everybody. I'm legal. Goggles! Yeah. I tell you, you meet some wacky guys, you know? You meet some wacky people in this world, and that's when... That's why I go to hospitals and visit the schools, you know, to help people out. Go by the asylums. I don't like to toot my own horn, but it's a weekend thing. Sometimes I'll go by an old age home. And one weekend, you know, I'd looked in the phone book and I'd been to all the rest homes and all the psycho wards to visit the people and tell a couple of jokes. And my honey looked, she said, well, here's one you haven't been to. Why not go to the school for the speech and hearing impaired? What they used to call the deaf and dumb. I said, yeah, I guess. Lip readers. And I mean, so I went by there and I said, hey, name's Nino Grease Minnelli. And I'm a boss jock. He said, yeah, I've heard of you. You're the, I said, yeah, that's me. Well, I, on the weekends, I like to help people. He said, they don't need any help out here at this school. Hey, just because people can't hear and can't talk don't mean there's anything wrong with them. Plus, most of these people sign in here, so they get along quite nicely, thank you. I said, well, I didn't mean any offense. He said, no, no offense taken. He said, we're having a dance tonight. I said, a dance with music? He said, well, they feel a vibration. You can dance. I said, hey, that's pretty neat. I said, well, all right. He said, would you like to stay? I said, well, geez, I don't know. I'd be a little embarrassed. I mean, suppose I want to ask one of the girls how to dance. How do I do that? He said, well, it's easy. I can teach you. You make a circular sign with your hand. That means, do you want to dance? I said, all right, what the heck? So I'm standing around like a doofus in my seersucker suit. And a nice-looking dame comes walking in. The second she comes in the door, I start making this circular sign with my hand. And she nods at me. We get out there, and sure enough, we're dancing here. She's a pretty good dancer. I'm doing the Copa Caprice. She smiles and nods. I break into the Piggly Wiggly. She was grinning big time. Then I put my arm around her, and we did a little bit of the Ishka Bibble. And we ended up near the bandstand. And some guy playing the sax, and the band jumps up and goes, hey, Helen, can I have the next dance? She said, love to, Harry, but I think I'm kind of stuck with this dummy here.
He's a grease, he's a grease, all the grease is back. To dad, daddy, as a matter of fact. He's the grease, all the grease is back. So how do you